This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Steelers got Shedeur Sanders in the building today. He might already be there. He got in last night. They had Tyler Shook come in already. He was mocked to the Browns 33rd overall. 33rd by Todd McShay. Jackson Dart was in last week with the Steelers. And Kyle McCord, according to reports, is going to be a visitor next week at the Steelers facility. Is this a good situation for a rookie to come into?
It depends. I skew towards no. I think there's a lot of unknown. And the recent track record of, no, there's a lot of places like this. Pittsburgh's not alone of quarterbacks trying to fill Ben's shoes has not been good. The protection has not been good. The receiving core has been upgraded significantly, but still has question marks. And you've got an aging defense. And if Aaron Rodgers comes, it's a worse situation for a rookie because he ain't going to spend any time helping a rookie.
You don't think he'd help him out?
No.
I don't think that you should look at somebody helping you out. It's up to you to just watch.
Watch and learn that way.
I think Aaron would go out of his way to make it about him.
What if it's Shedeur?
Oh. I mean, the only bad thing would be that Hard Knocks isn't this year, even though it would be on the cutting room floor most of it. But I don't think it's a great situation.
I think it's a good situation because I'd rather come here than go to Tennessee.
Yeah,
I'd rather come here than go to Cleveland. I'd rather come here than go to like the Giants. So like you're thinking, all right, I could be the 21st pick. Now you're gonna forego some money. Like, I mean, if you're not a top pick, but if you go to 21st pick and you're Shedeur Sanders, but you know, the whole time you've been mocked as a top five pick, Shedeur Sanders isn't hurting for money. You know that there's stability here. There is compared to a lot of teams in the NFL. Maybe we don't think that as much. You could possibly sit for a year, don't have to be the guy, and you have weapons to throw to. Like, you have DK Metcalf. You can grow with DK Metcalf. If I was a quarterback, that's what I would look at. Now, I look at the Giants as probably a better situation than more teams, even though that they're the third pick because they have Malik Nabers. Like, if I was a quarterback, I was like, I need a guy to throw to. If I'm a quarterback, I would love to come to Pittsburgh for the stability factor, knowing that you're going to be in the fight all the time. You're not going to be losing, getting beat up all the time. Now, you might, obviously, during the season, but you're still going to be in the fight. Like, if you're Carolina and Bryce Young, like, that was an SOL-type situation, going first overall. It's
yes.
Like, oh, sink. You're going to sink.
Whereas Joe Burrow, when he came in, he had all kind of weapons. He's handed it off to Joe Mixon.
Then he gets his guy the next year and mm-hmm. Jamar Chase. Like, I would want a weapon, and you can get that here. I don't, you know, offensive line, I know it's still growing, it's young, but, man, DK Metcalf, if I could close my eyes and be like, I get to throw a DK Metcalf.
Sometimes you could close your eyes and throw it up to that
right.
guy.
So I would like that.
So I have not been one Like, do I think Mike Tomlin's conservative? Yes. But I have not been, when you guys go and say, well, Mike Tomlin doesn't want to fumble, he doesn't want to this, he's very conservative, he's not quarterback friendly, he can't develop a quarterback, as Pony says all the time. I've not been on that hype train. If you're a rookie quarterback, why would you want to come to that? Why would you want to come to a situation where you're going to get handcuffed? That's what everyone's saying out there. Where you could go to play for Brian Callahan in Tennessee or Brian Daboll in New York.
See, the Daboll thing makes sense,
and,
but he might also
go out
not be
and,
there.
And just play and get to play. You know, whereas you're going to come here, and again, this is not my personal opinion, because I think if you're good enough, it doesn't matter. If they,
right,
you're going to overcome it. But if you're believing everything that's being said out there, and if you listen to anything locally, which is all Tomlin can't do with a quarterback, Ben was different, it'll never be the case, why would you want to come here? How is this a good situation for a quarterback to play for a defensive head coach that wants to possess the ball, run the ball, and not turn it over? When all you've done in college, if you're Shedeur Sanders, is run around and throw the ball.
I'm playing football, right.
So how could it possibly be a good situation if that is the narrative?
From a skill position standpoint, I think they got a pretty good thing going here, and I assume they'll add a running back in some form or fashion in the draft, and the offensive line has not been good, but it's talented, and it needs to come together. If it doesn't, then okay, now you got big problems. From a conservative head coach standpoint, yeah, I've had concerns about that. Like, you want to find a quarterback that's as close to ready as possible, and no one's going to be ready. But C.J. Stroud comes in and he balls. Now, it's a great scheme. It's a great system, right? And then when it didn't go well, they fire the guy and they go get another guy. You know, here, you're right. You're going to be handcuffed. Kenny Pickett was handcuffed, man. Like, they didn't let Kenny make mistakes. He made mistakes. Then they hit that bye week and he was throwing the ball 20-some-odd times a game.
They did the same thing with Russ.
Yeah, right.
Last year.
Exactly. So from a philosophy standpoint, I agree. It's a bad place to go. From a guys to throw the football to standpoint, you're not going to get better compared to who else is quarterback needy. So it's in the eye of the beholder. All these guys need to sit, far as I'm concerned. All of them.
I would look at this situation like, if you're going to handcuff me, you're going to handcuff DK. And I don't see the Steelers handcuffing DK. Whenever they went and got him and paid him and are paying him $150 million, that tells me that the philosophy is shifting a little bit, because you're not going to pay a receiver $150 million if you're going to handcuff the quarterback. And I don't, whether it's a rookie or it's Aaron Rodgers, just feel that way.
Did they do that because they felt like they were going to change their philosophy, or did they do that because they felt like their philosophy is good and they just need better players?
It's a good question.
I mean, I think Arthur Smith's a damn good football coach. I think he's very philosophically aligned with Mike Tomlin. I think that's why that marriage works. I don't care who you are, how good you are. If you're running it on every 1st and 10, if you're predictable, good players can get covered. They can be schemed out of a game. And, I mean, the other guy who happens to be really talented on the perimeter is also a bit of an enigma. I mean, I'm going to go back on what I said a little bit earlier. Maybe the best thing is for a quarterback to get drafted here, for them to take Aaron Rodgers, for Aaron to have success, be a one-year deal, and break the Steelers and get them back to the Ben style of offense. That may be the perfect scenario.
Yeah. And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.